Check one. Check two. You're listening to Boyfriend on Demand. It's still rainy outside, so I prepared a slightly warm bath for us, so we can get all nice and cozy. Hey, come here. It's all right. It's all right. I know work has been tough lately, especially when your boss treats you like that. And you don't deserve that. I'm sorry that you have to go through this. No one should. Yeah. I'll join you. Don't worry. Sorry. Is it too cramped? It has been quite some time since we last did something like this. Not to mention actually going outside and renting this entire cottage just all to ourselves. I gotta say, it's pretty relaxing. Especially with the sight of the lake. I guess nature really does wonders, huh? Yeah, I think so too. It's a good change of scenery. I mean, sure, the bustling city does keep us alive, but yeah, I can't help but appreciate things outside of that even more. You know, especially when I get to spend time with you like this. It's true. I think we both deserve this. I mean, we've been so caught up with work. I feel like we've barely spent time together. God, these days have been a bit rough. Especially for you. I said that I wanted to be there for you, and I just couldn't help but see you suffer any longer. That's why I just had to take you someplace far away. I love you so much. And there's nothing in this world that could ever prove that otherwise. I just wish that I could have done something to prevent what happened. Of course, through thick and thin, together. God, I sound like a loser bringing all this back again, huh? Anyway. You really think so? Thanks. It means a lot coming from you. I'm glad my efforts paid off. Even if it's just a bit. But hey, I just wanted to let you know how much I really appreciate you. I care about you a lot, and I just think you're absolutely amazing for enduring that kind of thing. Not that I'm saying that you should continue enduring it, but it is pretty amazing. admirable. What am I even saying? Let's just forget about what happened and relax. Come on. Don't call me cute. I'm just trying to comfort you. You always have so much fun teasing me, no matter the situation, don't you? Then again, that part of you is what makes you so great. I sometimes wish I had your bubbly side. It never fails to make me feel better. Hey, did you know that whenever I'm at the office and I feel out of it, I look at your pictures? Is that weird? I mean, yeah, I could have called, but I didn't want to disturb you. I don't know. I always find myself looking for you whenever I'm feeling stuck. It's kind of hard to go on, you know, with my days without seeing you. I guess I grew dependent on you ever since that time you took care of me. That's why this time I hope you grow to be more dependent on me too. I want to take care of you, make you feel loved and appreciated. I don't want to see you get so worked up and stressed ever again, because it makes me sad whenever I see you like that. That's why I want to be there for you. I want to do more for you, just like how you're always so lovely and endearing towards me. Just like how you always kiss me so softly whenever I'm feeling down. I want to be there for you, even if it's just to give you a big hug when you grow tired or weak because of the outside world. I do give the best hugs, don't I? Yeah. It just makes my day whenever I get to hug you. Of course, I'm your lover, and I think it's also important that I show you all the love that I can give you, even if I don't know where to start. I want to do everything for you. I love you so, so much. Hey, it was a really great move for us to take a huge break from work together, huh? I'm glad your boss actually gave you some time off. Yeah. I'm just glad I get to be here with you, that's all. I'm very happy that we got to spend some alone time together like this. Not minding what's going on back in the city. And just appreciating all the little things around us. Well, if you can even call nature as little. Yeah, it is a nice view. Of course, I love it too. But I love that I get to spend my life with you even more. Appreciating my lover, that's all. God, I wish time would just stop like this. It just feels all so relaxing, don't you think? It's a good thing we managed to get under the roof when the rain started. Too bad their fishing time got cut, though. But hey, at least after that, we get to have a lot more to look forward to. Hey, did you know that the sound of the rain scares fishes away? Yeah, and when it stops, they're all yours for the taking. Guess we're catching a lot of fish tomorrow. Oh yeah? I would love to do that too. But don't worry. We still have a couple of days to ourselves here, so we can do everything you want, like maybe going on a stroll around the woods, or maybe go skinny dipping in the lake, anything. Well, not really anything, since we can't do everything, but yeah, you get my point. God, you're so cute. I love you. And I'll tell you that as many times as you want. Until you get sick of it. Oh yeah? I think it's quite nice. I get to feel you a bit more intimate in this bathtub. But I'd rather we be cuddling in the bed together. I mean, the weather's just so nice for that. But before that, I think we should have dinner first. Yeah, you have anything in mind? Me? Well, there's definitely something that I want to eat tonight. What? I'm not even saying what it is yet. Or are you saying that you want to do something else other than eat dinner? I mean, we are in the bathtub right now, naked, so I mean, it has been a long time, hasn't it? Maybe there's something we can do to change that. Yeah, I'm down for it. Actually, I'm down to do anything you want. Whether you wanna cuddle, have dinner, or do it, it's fine with me. As long as I get to do them with you. You too. Come on. What do you want to do? Hey, did you enjoy the episode? Then consider liking the video and hitting the subscribe button. You can also turn your fantasies into a boyfriend on demand episode by leaving it down in the comments below. This episode would not be possible without my wonderful patrons on Patreon.